It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Breaking news from News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Topping 3 o'clock, there's breaking news from City Hall, where Mayor Johnson confirms the new president of the Chicago Board of Education has resigned. This is a little more than a day after his previous social media post drew accusations of anti-Semitism. WBBM's Jim Goodis has been working this story. He's here at the anchor desk with our top story. Jim.
Lisa, the mayor released a statement this afternoon saying he asked Reverend Mitchell Johnson to resign, which he did immediately. The resignation comes after Jewish Insider reported earlier this week that Reverend Johnson often wrote pro-Palestinian, anti-Israeli posts on social media following last year's October 7th attacks by Hamas against Israelis. Dozens of members of the city council, Governor Pritzker, and some Jewish leaders called for Reverend Johnson to step down. Among them was Deborah Silberstein of the 50th Ward, the only Jewish member of the city council.
I'm just going to read you one of the things he wrote. My Jewish colleagues appear drunk with the Israeli power and will live to see their payment.
Mayor Johnson said Reverend Johnson began the healing process by apologizing, but the mayor now says the controversy would hinder the school board. The mayor says despite the resignation, the Board of Education will go ahead with its meeting tomorrow. Live at the Anchor Desk, Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Also at City Hall today, Mayor Johnson showing signs of wavering on the proposed $300 million property tax cut that's part of his proposed budget for next year. WBBM political editor Craig Delamore sat down with the mayor this morning. He's live at our City Hall Bureau with that story. Craig.
And good afternoon, Lisa. You know, more than a dozen Chicago City Council members have signed a letter saying that they will not agree to any increase in property taxes. And even some of Mayor Johnson's allies are balking at the tax hike, or at least the size of it. But the mayor tells WBBM it's possible that the final budget could have a smaller increase than the $300 million outlined in his budget.
Well, this is a proposal. I've proposed my budget. It's balanced. The City Council's responsibility is to pass it. And I've said from the very beginning that we are open to ideas of new revenues.
In fact, the mayor says there are some ideas already under consideration.
This is an open discussion. We're going to continue to accept ideas. We're going to build a better, stronger, safer Chicago, and we're going to do that together.
Live at City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
WBBM.
Both major party candidates for Cook County State's Attorney are making news today for very different reasons. Justice Eileen O'Neill Burke voted early this morning at Dawson Tech Institute at 39th and State and told reporters who she voted for.
Myself. And Kamala Harris. And I am wearing a suffragette pin from 100 years ago that says vote for women.
And her opponent is headed to court over what he calls a major breach of election integrity.
Less than a week before Election Day, Republican Bob Fioretti is accusing both the Chicago and Cook County Boards of Election of, in his words, either incompetence or corruption.
Mail-in voters in Chicago are asked to declare their political party on the envelopes used in mail-in ballots. This defies not only the election code, but common sense and decency.
The state's attorney candidate and Illinois Republican Party plan to file a lawsuit this week to find answers.
Were individual groups targeted? Were they sent only to Republican primary voters for the purpose of intimidating them not to send out their ballots?
Speaking with reporters in The Loop, Fioretti also accused election officials of not properly processing Republican mail-in ballots. The lawsuit calls for a temporary restraining order and the impoundment of certain votes, among other things. In The Loop, Andy Day, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Now to baseball. The newest manager of the White Sox may be a familiar name to Chicago baseball fans. The team introduced ex-Cubs assistant Will Venable as its new skipper today. He says he's glad to be back in town.
You know, you just look superficially like at the city and my time in the city and my love for this city. It was really a no-brainer to take the interview, and I'm so glad I did.
No comment yet from the mayor of Niles to accusations from animal rights activists about the alleged trapping of hundreds of pigeons in parking lots in Niles.
The pigeons were being captured in the parking lot of a strip mall at 9000 West Gulf Road and another location nearby. Hava Sonier, the founder of Midwest Pigeon Rescue, says food was put down and nets were thrown over the birds. She shared video.
It's not pleasant to watch, and they're being stuffed into crates, and these pigeons are being forcibly removed in a very inhumane way.
And when you saw this, what went through your head?
Immediate panic, sorrow that people would resort to this level of cruelty.
This is legal. It shouldn't be, says another activist, Jacqueline Sevis.
This is an atrocity. It's inhumane.
A Texas-based company called Catch 'Em All Pigeons is doing this. Sonier says the company gets permission from property owners to capture the birds and then sells them for target practice. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
This weekend, thousands of people will be running and walking the streets of Pilsen for the annual Day of the Dead race.
Maya Solis says when Carrera de los Muertos, or Race of the Dead, started 17 years ago, about 500 runners participated.
I'm proud to say that today we have the most runners at 7,000, and we sold out.
Solis is the executive director of the nonprofit UNO, which organizes the 5K as a fundraiser for its program Run Her, which trains young girls to run.
Statistically, girls in middle school, their self-confidence and self-esteem and their interest in sports tends to drop. So we definitely want to bring more resources, whether it's teachers, curriculum, materials.
So Lee says it's a way to honor loved ones while also celebrating the vibrant neighborhood.
It's a very holistic celebration from our community to the businesses, to the residents. Definitely is a pride of Pilsen. It's a pride of community, and it's a pride of Day of the Dead.
Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBB.
And from the AppleChevy.com sports desk, here's 670 The Score's Mark Grody. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you, Lisa, as well. Good afternoon to everybody out here at Hallis Hall, where I'm looking at the Bears injury report, and a lot of guys did not practice it, including Karan Amagaji, the offensive lineman, Jaquan Brisker still not practicing, Kyler Gordon, Tevin Jenkins, Braxton Jones, Mercedes Lewis, all those guys held out of practice today with injuries. Ryan Bates, Montez Sweat, limited. Larry Borum did practice in full. The Bears are at Arizona on Sunday. Meantime, the White Sox introduced their new manager, Will Venable, this afternoon.
Venable's a former player who saw work in nearly 1,000 big league games, had more than 700 hits, and also committed 20 errors. It's all relevant in the clubhouse.
There's going to be times where things are really good in this game for individual guys, and most of the time they're going to feel like they're bad. And I know I certainly spent a lot of time feeling like I was never going to come out of it, that the game was kind of consuming me a little bit. And so I think, you know, that perspective and how you lead and how you communicate with people is important.
Venable is not just a jock, though. He has a Princeton degree, experience in Theo Epstein's front office, and a World Series ring from his time as associate manager in Texas. Covering the White Sox, Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Hockey, the Blackhawks are at San Jose tonight. With sports at 16-46, I'm 670. The score is Mark Grody on News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, Chicago's Jewish community is uniting in their call to send a clear message that it will not tolerate acts of violence and discrimination. Josh Wiener is with the Chicago Jewish Alliance and speaks at a solidarity rally today.
It's really important as Jewish community of the broader Chicagoland area that we come out to Rogers Park, that we come to Lincoln Park, that we come to Wicker Park, that we come to Highland Park. And we come to Skokie and Lincolnwood and Buffalo Grove when Jews are in need for other Jews and allies to support them.
At issue is the recent shooting in West Rogers Park that wounded a man walking to synagogue. It has not only impacted the Jewish community, but has also united allies in a stance against hate. The message, the Jewish community is not just a part of Chicago. It is Chicago. Now, with 5 days to go until polls close on Election Day, former President Trump is campaigning outside of the traditional battleground states. He's set to speak in the traditional Democratic strongholds of New Mexico and Virginia today. But a lot of people are still talking about the Republican nominee's comments during a rally in Green Bay last night, during which he said he would protect women.
I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not. I'm going to protect them. I'm going to protect them from migrants coming in. I'm going to protect them from foreign countries that want to hit us with missiles and lots of other things.
His opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris, said his comment that he would protect women whether they like it or not was not surprising.
Very offensive to women in terms of not understanding their agency, their authority, their right, and their ability to make decisions about their own lives, including their own bodies. And this is just the latest on a series of reveals by the former president of how he thinks about women.
Well, she's speaking this hour in the battleground state of Arizona and in the key state of Pennsylvania. A judge was set to hear a challenge to Tesla CEO and Trump supporter Elon Musk's offer of $1 million a day to voters in battleground states if they'd vote for the former president. But instead, it's been moved to federal court.
District Attorney Larry Krasner argues the sweepstakes in which voters in seven battleground states who sign a petition are eligible to win $1 million is an illegal lottery scheme under Pennsylvania law. The case was argued in state court today and has now been assigned to a federal district judge who served as a Republican Pennsylvania attorney general, one of Krasner's attorneys, John Summers.
We will proceed to federal court and we will address the issues there and seek to have the matter remanded back to the state court.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Well, today is Halloween and tomorrow is All Saints Day, and a Roman Catholic church on Chicago's southwest side is celebrating with a display of relics from 17 saints. WBBM's Jim Goodis is here at the Anchor Desk with that unique story. Jim.
Lisa, Father Sam Jutras is associate pastor at St. Rita of Casha Church at 63rd and Fairfield in the Chicago Lawn neighborhood, where the relics will be on display through Monday morning. He says the relics are especially significant because they were part of the saints' bodies.
It is the saints' DNA. It's a portion of the saints' bone or a piece of hair or a drop of blood. It's a part of the body of the saint.
Father Jutras says that makes the relics more relatable to people who see them, especially those who pray to the saints. While the relics will be displayed during limited periods, Father Jutras says people who could not see them during those times can't make other arrangements with the church to visit them. Live at the Anchor Desk, Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.